Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In January of 1973, years before I was even born, years before I was knit together in my own mother's womb, the Supreme Court of the United States decided that every single state should allow for babies to be destroyed, to be torn apart, to have drugs administered to kill them, to end their lives. And they decided that that would be legal in every single state within these United States. Just about 1 year ago, on June 24th, on the Nativity of St. John the Baptizer, the Supreme Court decided that that had been an incorrect ruling. So almost 1 year ago to today, on the 24th, we'll be celebrating a year. The Supreme Court changed that decision and put it back to the states, as it should be. But the states shouldn't even have to rule on this, should they? Shouldn't we simply take a look at what God's Word has to say about little children, about all life? Does God not view all life as precious? Did He not create life in His own image? Did He not send His own Son, Jesus Christ, to be a fetus, a little one? Of course, you know the answers to that. And as we look 1 year later, we see that our country is even more divided on this subject. We see half of the people that are in office pushing to bring back even further all 9 months. And we see most of the other half unsure of what to do. After years of fighting for this, they now no longer know how to give proclamation to it. And this is a travesty. When I give consideration to our Old Testament lesson written by Isaiah, I have these words: "Hear now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb." God knits each individual life together in his or her mother's womb. He proclaims whether that will be male or female. And he proclaims that that life is so important to him. Each and every single life that he knits together is important enough to him that he sent his only begotten Son to suffer and die for him or her. Yes, we have failed at understanding the gravity of the situation. We have failed at how to speak the truth. We let lie after lie after lie be permeated by the media. The media would tell you that we no longer allow women to have their lives saved, that we do not allow women who have ectopic pregnancies to be saved. Those are lies. An ectopic pregnancy, that is, where it cannot be salvageable, that is not an abortion. Nobody defines it as such. And the concept that we would force a woman to die rather than to allow a life to end for the saving of a life is also a lie. No one put forward that law. But those lies were all over your TV sets and on the radios for month after month after month. And it seems the culture of death, the culture of lies, the culture of destruction seems to be winning, doesn't it? But I have news for you. In the end, it loses. We, dear church, win in the end because Christ has won. All of the lies will be thrown out and put down. The devil will be cast out. He will never be allowed to lie to you again. He will never be allowed to accuse you again. Rather, for eternity, your lips and your ears will be hearing and singing the praises of Jesus Christ. When the new heavens and the new earth are ushered in because our Lord has returned, there will be no more lies. There will be no more media. It will only be the truth. And we will see that Lamb forever reigning. Undoubtedly, some of those lives that were cast aside as so little and so precious, my prayer is that they will be with us as well. That their little lips that didn't have the chance to sing the praises in this life will praise them there. Thus says the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. I have made you, declares the Lord. I have knit you together. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. That our soul knows very well, the psalmist writes. And we come before him in our grief, in our sorrow, in whether or not we were the ones who were the murderers, whether or not we were the ones who condemned, whether or not we spoke the truth. Jesus Christ has died for all of us. I pray that this ends, but I know that there will be a time when it does. He says, I will not remember your sins. Our Lord, who knows all things, who in his omniscience knows every single thing, says, I will put away your sin. I will no longer remember it. As far as the east is from the west, your sins, my sins, the sins of the whole world will be put out of his memory. Because of Jesus. Because of what our Lord did. Because the eternal Son of God, who was knit together in his own mother's womb, the womb of a young virgin named Mary, who lived a perfect life for all the different ways that we sin. When we confess him with our hearts, with our lips, with our whole being, when we confess him and we confess our sins to him, he blots out our iniquities, he forgives us our trespasses, and he says, as far as the east is from the west, they're gone from you. I will remember your sin no more. That when our Father looks at us, he no longer sees the sinner that we are, but he sees his Son. He sees that we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I will pour water on him who is thirsty. We need that life-giving water. We need the water that has washed over us in baptism. The water that makes us clean. The water that makes us children of God Almighty. The water that adopts us into his holy family. And just as Jesus fed the 5,000, and we have that text from other gospel writers throughout the church here, just as he fed the 5,000, just as he gave them that which nourishes and sustains the body, he nourishes and sustains our souls. He has given us a supper even more wonderful than the 5,000 men plus women and children fed that day. He has given us his own supper, a supper that feeds and nourishes our souls. That when we are going through the struggles of this life, the pain, the heartache, the sadness, the disease, Jesus says, I have fed you, I have nourished you, I have forgiven your sins. Jesus pours out the water on us. Jesus feeds us his own life-giving body and blood. Jesus secures a place for us and for all sinners who will confess him. Not because we deserved it, but because of his great love. The church sings. Lord Jesus Christ, your power make known, for you are Lord of lords alone. Defend your holy church that we may sing your praise eternally. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.